have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Well, it is Thursday, and I am thankful. I give God all the glory. Hey, guys, how's it going? Thank you so much for checking us out today. You have reached the right pod. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace, and of course a place for positive voice and positive vibes. Yes indeed, let the positivity flow. Let it flow. Just open your heart, let it flow. Open your mind, hard day stuff, let it flow. Let it flow. Positivity is coming your way. Let us pray. Father, we come now to thank you for your goodness and kindness, Lord. We thank you for this awesome day you have given us. Even with all of the stretches, it stretched us, God. Some of us, it pulled us. Some of us this day knocked us, oh God. But we want to say thank you because we are still here, still have more work to do on the planet. And so you saw fit, oh God, that we made it through. We pray right now, God, to touch us in this hour, in this moment that you have given us to be some sunshine to someone who may even be having a rainy day. We ask right now that you bless our wonderful producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, and, of course, the entire Elation podcast and radio family. We're just so grateful to be a part, to be family. So, God, we thank you to every listener, every ear that's tuned in. Bless them with a special blessing in the matchless name of Jesus. Well, normally I'll tell you this is national, this day or that day. It's been a busy day for me. Didn't get a chance to let you know what's happening. It's National What Day. But I can say happy birthday to all of you that's celebrating today and this month. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And, of course, if you are celebrating a wedding anniversary or any kind of anniversary, I want to say happy anniversary to you. 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 Yes, I've been raising my voice today. I know my throat is not what it needs to be, but I just wanted to send a little song out to you today. Dealing with my 65 children now. I got two more. So I have 65 kids, and when 30-something of them are speaking, talking, laughing, whatever else they do, I've got to raise my voice above that so they can hear me. Okay, so they can hear me. So a little hoarse tonight. I don't like getting hoarse because I work with my voice many times, and I don't want to damage anything. You know what I'm saying? So, good people, I did have an opportunity just now to find out it is National Coloring Day. I should get my coloring on. Yes, National Coloring Day. Get creative with paper and crayons, colored pencils or markers, and brighten up your day. And, you know, they have coloring now for adults, right? So you go into the store and you find these cute little designs. It's tight coloring, though, you know, tight meaning that it's small, skinny spaces to color in. And if you are really good and color inside the line, it'll come out to be a beautiful portrait, not portrait, but picture for you, something you can hang up on your wall or something that you could put in a frame and sit up on your desk or something like that. My eldest daughter was into that. Now, I'm into coloring the old-fashioned way. I get a coloring book. It may have Humpty Dumpty in there. It may have, let's see, Tom and Jerry. If you're too young, you don't know about that. It may have, like, the Roadrunner in there or Popeye the Sailor Man, all these old cartoons and whatever, and even some of the new ones. You know, you might find them in the stores. I take regular colors from, you know, the major coloring company. You already know who it is. I'm not going to throw that name out there. They're not paying me to do this. But you already know. So down and I'll literally color, and then I'll look at my stuff and I say, man, that's good. I have a way of tapping into that little girl inside of me. I am very cautious around people who take themselves too seriously now. I like to enjoy my moments. I create those moments to enjoy and like that, sit down, color, and make it look nice and admire my work. I love that. I don't like a person that's always serious all the time. I mean, the funniest of jokes don't even move them. They look at you like with a sour face and say, so what was that about? Yeah, I'm like, I ain't able to do it. So, you know, it's National Coloring Day, and I know I went off on a tangent because I love to color. I do, and I have a good friend, and she likes to color too. And I think that's what really helps us to, you know, kind of to connect, really, because I always thought from the first time I met her that she was an extremely fussy person. Always thought that years ago. But even though she's a fussy person, her bark is worse than her bite. And she's not as fussy anymore now that she teaches Sunday school. She's not as fussy anymore. But she's a friend who would come to see me at the radio station some years back. And we would literally go downstairs and we would skip across the parking lot to my car. Because I wasn't skipping. I said, girl, no. She said, come on, it's good exercise. So we would literally skip across the parking lot to my car. She is the friend who will sit down with me and color. The friend who will sit down with me and even paint on little small canvases. Yep, that's my girl for those kind of things. We like theater. We go see stage plays. We like to be extras in movies. She likes it more than me. But, you know, they pay and you could use the dough, right? Right? So, you know, find people that you connect with like that. So whenever I'm doing something creative or fun, I call her. I'm going to the museum. You want to go? There is a talk. There is a lecture on what happened in New Orleans in the 1800s. You want to come? So we like things like so when she has an opportunity, you know, she'll call me. So, yeah, coloring, it's not just for children. I'm just saying. So having said that, put that little positive vibe out there. It can lift your spirits, guys. It can. So, you know, look at yourself and, you know, say, oh, look how good I am, right? Absolutely. The other thing is, I wanted to look at, you know, things that really help us to, you know, vibrate. We just vibrate, you know, when we're happy. It's like we have this vibration that comes from us, and it seems to touch other people around us. And they say, girl, you're just glowing. Or they'll say stuff like, man, it's just something wonderful about you right now. You know, so we try to keep ourselves up and motivated and try to keep ourselves inspired so we can send out that vibration. You know, and people can also feel when you're heavy. They'll say, oh, girl, look, I'll call you back later. Or if they're seeing you in person, they'll maybe first try and reach you and say, what's wrong? What's going on? Oh, I'm fine. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. But at some point, they're going to, like, separate from you. They're going to say, oh, okay, girl, I want to spend this day with you, but I just thought about something I got to go do. Because don't nobody want to be around a person that's heavy. And, you know, and don't want to admit it, don't want to talk about it to get lifted. Sometimes you can't tell people all your business, but you can say, you know, my child is such and such at school. Now I got to have parental conference. You know, and I know they said next time they're going to put my child out. That could be something heavy on you and you can't shake it. It could be a situation where, girl, my rent is due and I don't even have the money. I don't even know where I'm going to get it from. And you're heavy with that. But you don't want to say that to everybody. You don't want them to know how deep your pockets are or how empty your bank account is. You don't want them to know these kind of things, so you don't share that. But when you're heavy, just say, you know what, I'm going through a little something right now, and, yeah, I could use some lifting up, you know, whatever. And let them deal with that, and let them maybe give you a word, and let them maybe hold your hands and have a prayer with you. And they'll stick with you all day long because they realize now you've confessed, I'm going through something, and they realize that. And if it's a good friend, they're going to try and find different ways to put a smile on your face to try and cheer you up. But we always say, oh, I'm fine, ain't nothing wrong, ain't nothing wrong. Honey, people can feel that sometimes. They can feel it, and they really don't want to deal with it because you don't want to deal with it. I'm just saying. All right, so, you know, we all go through. So nothing that you're going through should shock anybody as it relates to what's, you know, on your heart, the heaviness on your heart. I know heaviness comes from a plethora of things, but, you know, they go through too, whomever it is. I go through. My God, we all go through. But it's not the all-in-all, end-of-all. It's like, this is my season. This is my turn. You know, I got to go through this. This is my turn. And that's how I started looking at life. This is my turn. Okay, I've had my great days, my wonderful days, and I will have them again by faith. But this is my turn right now, and I have to deal with this or I have to deal with that. It doesn't feel good, no, no, no. But, you know, I read my Bible, and, you know, I don't remember everything in the Bible. That's why I got to keep reading it, right? If God wants us to remember everything in the Bible, we will read it once or twice and put it down. But I can't remember everything in the Bible, so I have to keep reading it, keep going back to it, referring to it, researching things of that nature. And nowhere in there it says, okay, Jesus came that I might have a rosy bed of ease. didn't see that in there because it's not there, you know. So we have to understand we're going to have a turn or two or five or 100 or 1,000. We're going to have our turn, all right? One of the things I want to share with you today is jobs, you know, the kind of jobs that women enjoy. And they're kind of fun jobs. And you can make them pay pretty well, too, depending on how into it you want to be, such as an event coordinator. You might want to coordinate events. You might say, yeah, I want to grow, man. I want to grow to coordinate events in the Superdome, or I want to grow to creating events at Madison Square Garden. I want to grow to that. But don't say, okay, I'm going to start my business and I'm going to go to that. No, you want to grow to that. So if you want to be an event coordinator, start small. Start small. Sometimes you might have to volunteer. You might have to volunteer. Listen, one of my committee members on my doctoral committee, she is having something. She doesn't live here anymore. I think she lives in Cali. But she is coming back to her home city. I guess her family's still here. And she's doing an event. So when I saw it with her, I reached out to her. I said, girl, listen, do you need an MC? Because I'll come do it. And she said, well, you know, we're not, it's something in connection with a special day for her, and we don't have a budget to pay for anybody. I said, girl, I'll do that for free. You know, because I remember when I needed a committee member, she stepped up. And I'm not doing it as payback. I'm doing it because I'm grateful. She didn't have to do that, right? So all in all, and not only that, because I want to get back out there and do some things. You never know. You never know who God has strategically placed around you to watch certain things. You know, I remember Les Brown saying one time, he gets excited when people are excited about their jobs. He said he saw a guy, I think he was a waiter. He said that man came with that flair. He came and he was like excited to be a waiter. And he said, hey man, you know, what's your name? You look like you really enjoy your job. He said, oh yeah, you know, that I love meeting the people. And he was impressed. So I'm sure Les Brown said, yeah, I need that kind of a person around me. And if I'm not mistaken, he used that guy a time or two, if not 10. 15 times. He used that guy that he said was a chauffeur. The chauffeur was like, you know, and everybody didn't know his face necessarily, but he said, man, the guy was just, he was loving that job. He did it with such finesse. He said he did it with such exuberance. I'm sure Les Brown said, you know, I could use a man like that around me. I'm going to give him a chance, a time or two, a 10, a 15. So my point is, whatever you do, honey, the Bible says it. Do it with all your heart. Do it diligently. Do it as unto the Lord. Now, we never knew why God said do it as unto the Lord. But, yeah, I just gave you some examples. Because you never know who God has placed around you to be a blessing to you. So whatever you do it as unto the Lord. Because God is always in the blessing business. And especially if you do things without murmuring and complaining, oh, the blessings. Oh, my God. The blessings. So having said that, there are people that are looking to do something fun. They want to do a job, a real job, but they want something fun. I know, been there, done that, and God gave it to me. So now I can't say the job I'm in now is necessarily fun. I don't have a fun job. I'm just going to lay it on the line. I don't have a fun job. But what I have is a rewarding job. I have a rewarding job, career, a rewarding career, where I get an opportunity to pour into young minds. Why it's not a fun job? Because their behavior is off the charts. Oh, my God. But I get a chance for those, when they tell me that light bulb went off, when they say, I never knew that. When they say, really, that happened? When they say, oh, so that's how you do that. See that? Rewarding. Rewarding that I was able to move some darkness out of the way and put some light right there. Rewarding. And sometimes you trade in your fun times for rewarding times, right? But anyway, event coordinator, that's a job that pays well. You know, you set your own price if you want to be freelance, unless you want to work for a company. And I think they give you an opportunity to make extra as well. But an event coordinator, that's to coordinate an event. It was my own event. It was called the Christian Business Summit and Trade Show. I coordinated it. The Lord gave me the wit. He gave me the people. And we were able to do it. It was my vision. God gave me the – he trusted me with the vision. He trusted me with the vision. And the Lord made everything else work. And it was so popular. It was such a blessing. People would see me in restaurants or see me in a shopping store, you know, shopping center or a grocery store. And they'd say, when is your conference this year? Because I want to be a vendor. When is your conference? I'm coming. I got a friend who has a business. She needs to come. You know, he needs to come. It's just wonderful. God is awesome. He entrusted that to me. So, you know, I had to repent and say, God, okay, I cast the ball for 6 years, but I got tired on the journey. I didn't even make it to my 7th year. Not because I still couldn't do it, but because I was exhausted. And I know there was an easier way to get it done where I wasn't going to be exhausted, but I had not found that way as of yet, as of that time. Another job that women tend to like is being a conference services manager, a conference services manager, to be able to manage things that's going on inside of that conference that your friend, the event coordinator, put together, okay? So a conference services manager to be able to help out and manage some things connected with the conference, right? So it pays well if you do it right. Anything can pay well if you do it right, right? They prepare many times banquet event orders for groups. They may provide audio-visual material use for those who need it. They may prepare and distribute all the group cover sheets and newsletters and whatever else. You know, they're going to do those things. They're going to check those technology things, technological things before your meetings and things of that nature. So that conference services manager manages certain portions of your, and it's a popular job in this season. Also, a party and event supervisor, that is also a popular job to do things like that, to be able to be a part of an event that's more like a party, and to be able to make sure troubleshooting is done, make sure everything that is necessary is present. Mm-hmm. So people want to have parties for birthdays, for anniversaries, jobs, want to bring their employees there. They want to do things with you, party and event supervisor. This is the person who will communicate with your host during inclement weather and make every effort to accommodate any changes in their schedule. This is the person who will assist in your training, your people. This person will also be able to correct any wrong marks in the procedures of something being done, like, you know, you see them doing something and it looks like they're working harder than they should be working. They're not as efficient. You step in as that party and supervisor and you say, no. Here's the easier way. Let's do it like this, right? So women are looking for jobs these days that are meaningful, but also jobs that are fun, you know, bring some excitement into the mix. I love a job that brings excitement into the mix. I absolutely love that. But in this season, I'm in my giving back season. I'm trying to give back. I'm trying to give back. I'm trying to touch young minds because I interpret for the deaf. I read for the blind. And now I want to just pour some things into young minds, not just about what's in the books, but a little life lesson here and there as well. And affirmation so they could believe in themselves, love themselves, and realize that they have value and that the things that they desire for their lives should fit that value. So those are the things we're talking about. Women Winning at Life, the ministry to marketplace. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can. Just simply send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. So we're looking at places where we can work or things, places where we can work or occupations that we can work as freelance on our own and things like that. So here are some things that I want you to keep in mind. it is not over even when the fat lady sings, but we do say that. But you know what? It's not over until the Lord comes back. So as long as life lasts in your veins and your body is flowing with that that blood, that substance of life, go after your goals. Go after what you want. Don't lay down for the count. That is not what God is all about. Okay, so go after what you want. And some of the things I found out were high-paying jobs. I don't really know if they're necessarily fun jobs, but I gave you a few fun jobs, right? So let me tell you what some of those high-paying jobs are. To be a physician assistant, and you will work closely with doctors, right, to help and treat patients, a physician's assistant. Do you know that they make over $100,000 a year? Wow. Another top job that women are flocking to now, being a software engineer. A software engineer, they make well over $100,000 as well. Okay, so we got that. So a software engineer, the physician assistant, they both pay what? Over $100 a year. And then thirdly, an assistant professor that I'm probably going to be someday soon. An assistant professor, and that job pays almost $110,000 a year. This is a top career for women in the U.S. Women can earn a lot of money in this teaching field. Now, at the university college level, we teach the young minds, the younger minds, and now we're not near that. Nope, not even. Another one of the top 10 jobs, the chief executive officer, we already know. They are the big kahunas. They run the whole kit and caboodle. They make almost $115 a year. This is generally speaking, not in my area, not in your area, but straight across the national board, these are general figures I'm throwing out. Becoming a nurse practitioner, my goodness, do you know they make almost, well, they make a little bit more. CEOs make, yes, they do. And don't talk about a pharmacist. Man, they make the same amount as a nurse practitioner because a nurse practitioner is like a doctor practically. They have a lot of schooling under their belt. How about a certified registered nurse anesthesiologist? That person also makes over $100,000 a year, $150,000 a year plus. A registered nurse anesthesiologist. And number eight is, of course, a doctor. A doctor can go up to over $200,000 a year, depending on how he or she practices. And a dentist, and then number 10, a surgeon. Those are the top 10 jobs people are running towards, that people are running towards. So, you know, don't ever count yourself out. I believe in always cleaning up and sending out my resume. I believe in prayer and trusting in God, that if that's where the Father wants me, they're going to give me a call. Not only are they going to give me a call, they're going to like what I tell them, and they're going to be willing to help me. If that's where he's sending me, if that's where he's sending you, right? Just know that he is always there working on our behalf, hoping that we hear his voice and, of course, wanting us to hear, trust, and obey. All right, so your fun job or your top-paying job? I say that's for me. I'm tired of fun jobs. Not really tired of them, but, you know, I don't want to chase after a fun job at this season in my life. You know, I want something that's going to really for real and let me come home and laugh about it and laugh all the way to the bank. Then I'll have my fun. So anyway, guys, if you'd like to reach out to me, and I'd love to correspond with you, send your emails to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I pray that you have been inspired. That is always my goal. Positive voice, positive vision, and positive vibes. I'm Loretta Petit. Take good care. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
got the highest rate. Come on, saints, yeah. Come on and give it on up. Yeah. Y'all ready? Give up and say away. Up your mouth. Come on. You gotta say something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get the word out. It's the word. Yeah, yeah, yeah.